Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I was just watching a video of some elephant on the loose.
Oh, geez.
In Montana.
What?
I guess it escaped from a circus, which I thought they'd stop that. Like, I didn't think.
I know
Ringling Brothers did, but I didn't think we were okay with that anymore. But
right.
I guess some circuses still do.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh my God. Only in Butte. The circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
Can you imagine?
I feel like he'd be easily found.
Well, yes, there's
right?
that.
You know?
Can you imagine sitting in your car
no.
on Congress Street?
Oh.
Right? At the light.
Yeah.
Like that light at High Street that takes forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's like turns green for like three seconds and it's like, yep, done.
Go, go, go,
yeah,
go, go.
Three cars, go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden just an elephant just
good Lord.
Right?
Yeah. I wonder if they would just step on cars. Like, are they?
I don't think so. I think they
timid?
Would probably avoid. Well, if it's, you know, it depends. This would be my death. This is how I would die.
By an elephant.
Yes. Because yep. I've seen so many elephant videos that I now am like obsessed with it. Instagram keeps feeding me elephant videos right now because I think I love them.
Oh.
and I think they're so cute. And they're like dogs. They're like giant dogs. Like
okay.
The little baby elephants play around and they play in the mud and they're just silly and, you know.
Crazy little elephants.
They're just cute. I think they're like dogs, but with skin and big noses. You
okay.
know?
Yeah.
And large.
Very large.
But I don't know why. Well, actually, there's a good question. 79 Coast, what videos are you being fed right now? Because the algorithm changes and you watch a couple and then Instagram goes crazy and is like, here's an elephant video, here's an elephant video, here's an elephant video, you know? So what are you seeing right now? 79 Coast, if you want to text or call us, 792-6278. Oh, and you can be the first call of the day, actually.
Oh, there we go.
792-6278. So I've watched these videos, and I am now convinced that I would be friends with an elephant if I saw one in person.
I could see someone like you being a friend with an elephant.
Thank you.
You're a good animal person.
I love animals.
Right, and you're very, like, calm with them.
Yeah.
You have a good, like, you don't have anxiety. Me, they'd stomp on me.
Well, but that's my concern, is that I think I'm going to be calm and, that's okay. I got this.
Right.
I've watched 37 elephant videos on Instagram.
Just this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't worry. I got this.
Right.
And I'd go up to him and then I'd be stomped.
Exactly.
You know.
I know. So. I wonder how they would react.
I don't know.
Like circus elephants are different than regular elephants because they've just, you know.
They're usually abused. And,
they're just.
Well, and if it's free, it's probably combination of like. Oh boy, I'm free. And then also panic, but then also like, you know, well.
Wasn't like there a circus that came to Portland a while ago that had elephants and they were shutting down Congress Street? Did I make that up?
Oh, maybe.
I could have dreamt that.
Well, they may have done that. When the circus came to town, they used to do like little parades and stuff. Like they would walk the elephants through.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
I want to
cool.
say they would do that.
Huh.
Does that sound right? Maybe if it was at like the Civic Center, whatever, Cross Insurance Arena.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Transporting, it's bizarre. I just like transporting an elephant. Plus,
right.
I just watched this whole documentary on, what is it, Tilikum? The whale that killed people.
Oh.
And so it's about like putting an animal that's supposed
in
to be
captivity,
in the wild.
Yeah.
And then you put them in captivity and they're actually like a wild animal.
Right.
And trainers, like you think you could talk to the elephant.
Exactly. Like, that's why, like, chimpanzees.
Right.
You think they're kind of like humans. These are our buddies.
Yeah. They'll rip your face off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Tilly, like, ate people.
Yeah.
The trainer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was quite a documentary.
Tilly.
Tilly.
Don't free Tilly.
No, don't. Just free them all. Leave them all alone.
Oh, my God. Another one is, I think it's animals in general. So I'm getting elephant videos. I'm getting, someone just texted, I'm getting cranes and workplace accidents.
What?
Ooh.
I'm getting naughty adult toys and Celine Dion remix songs.
What are you, a gay man?
I might as well be at this point. Yeah, I'm getting the new Celine Dion remix.
I'm getting like cute animal videos. And you're the one getting dirty toys and Celine Dion.
Yeah, and they're all the toys that are like
on Instagram.
Yes, and then the next one is like I'm alive, and it's like Celine Dion, and I'm and so then I'm dancing.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, yes, they are. Yes, yeah. I am after that. After that contraption.
Yeah.
Who's using that is what I want to know. You're going to hurt yourself. Maybe that's why I keep it on, because I'm just like, wow, that thing is enormous.
I kind of want to take a deep dive now into your Instagram search page. But
I tell you what, this is Celine Dion remix. I'm just loving it.
Yeah. I know mine is so my if you go, this is eye opening. If you've never done this, looked at your Instagram search page, that is a heavy dose of truth. Because mine is like hot male models,
yeah,
drag queens, elephants, and then rescue dogs. Oh my God! I watched one yesterday about Larry Larry the senior pit bull who
got
to go ride in the fire truck and I was like, Larry.
Oh, man.
I literally reposted. I was like, I love Larry.
Oh, I saw it. I didn't watch the video, but it's like,
oh,
an animal.
Oh, it's so cute. God. He's like the sweetest little, you know, pit bull. You know, I have a soft spot for them. But but I don't know how Instagram does it. It's like they latch on and go, oh, yeah, Blake needs more elephant videos.
Yep.
And the other one is like rehabbing animals. And these are the ones that I'm like, oh, yeah, the last one was a deer.
Oh.
The guy saw a deer who had an arrow, like bow and arrow, like sticking out of him.
Oh.
So he calmed the deer down and then took the arrow out, somehow got him in the car, you know, which I think of that movie when the deer attacks.
Chris Farley and David Spade.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Tommy Boy?
Yes. They're singing a slow song and then pow,
the deer's alive.
Deer's
attacked. Yeah. So anyway, the guy, I don't know, sedated the deer, brings him to the veterinarian, and then gets the medical care that he needs. But then the deer can't go back in the wild because it needs to get healthy. So the deer like lives in the house.
What?
And then the deer keeps looking out going, oh, I really wish I was out in the wild. So then he sets the deer free. And then the deer brings all its deer friends back to the house.
Oh, because they look okay.
So he's like, look at my buddies.
Yeah, I just want to meet some friends.
And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, he went and brought his friends. You know?
I love this deer.
Stupid. Right. He said, I wonder if now I want a deer.
I want a deer.
Yeah.